Greetings, Abraham. The question that drew me here was, what stands to gain from my misery?
Only an exaggerated desire which is instantly received and lived by Source. We don't want to use the word misery because it's so exaggerated, but to be fair, we have to. In your most uncomfortable moments, you are asking for solution, and Source becomes that solution, and the universe expands. Sometimes people will say, well, now, Abraham, if Source energy is pure positive energy, why would I expose myself to the possibility of that? And we say, because from that vantage point, the possibility of the misery was outweighed by the possibility of the expanded idea to which you knew you could easily flow because you knew that all the currents would be calling you toward it. In other words, you were banking on the stream being so powerful that the contrast would give you the benefit of the desire and that the stream would call you to it. And it does every time. In other words, some people have to croak before they go. But it's a short time in misery in relationship with the whole of the eternal expansion. So you were just looking at it with broader view. You knew also that a joyous person would feel a great deal of contrast between his joy and the misery that someone else is feeling. The joyous person cannot begin to feel the misery because you can't even relate to it. And a person in misery, since everything's relational, isn't as miserable as the joyous person might make it out to be, especially if he can relax and feel the relief of the misery. Have you ever had a toothache, which you think you might not survive, and then it stops? Have you ever been so hungry that you think you're going to die and then you eat? Or so thirsty or so hot? Now, this is a good example. So you're really hot and thirsty. You've been hiking, extending yourself in a stronger way than you meant to. You went with somebody heartier than yourself and your tongue is hanging out and you are really thirsty and you could use a rest and your muscles want to sit down for a minute. And so you sit and you drink. And, oh, boy, does it feel good. But you've been much more comfortable than that many other times. We're wanting to point out the relativity of it, you see. The misery will cease in the moment that you relax and turn with the flow. Because there's no misery in movement. The misery is in the opposition to that flow. Oh, hear that. Everything that you would really call severe negative emotion is because you're bucking the current of who you have become. You've become something more than you're letting yourself be, and that is tormenting, and that is misery. But the point that we're making with you is that you don't have to be everything that you want for the misery to cease. You just have to stop going in opposition. When you turn, the misery ceases every time. There's a big, big difference. Oh, we haven't talked about this before. Vibrationally, we've been offering a big spread from appreciation into knowing, into believing, into hoping, into frustration, into anger, into greater anger, into rage, into revenge, into fear, into despair. So we've been making it seem incremental. But what we want to say is that there are really only two emotions. And the one that feels good is going with the flow, and the one that feels bad is going against the flow. Period. And since everything's relative, then your misery can turn immediately when you stop going against the flow and start going with the flow. And even though you might be what might seem like a long way from joy and ecstasy, turning and going with the flow is the key to the improvement, the immediate improvement in the way you feel. And then the manifestation is only a matter of time, of how much time it takes that current that is now carrying you to get you there. Oh, hear this. This is new too, and so important for you to get. We're sort of bouncing off the walls with enthusiasm here at the prospect of you understanding this powerful point. When you turn and begin going with the flow, your work is done if you can maintain that attitude. Because the current's going to take care of everything else. So the only thing you have to be careful not to do is to think that thought again that turns you back around. In other words, once you get turned that way, The temptation is to go back that way, but once you get turned that way, the temptation is to get turned back that way. When you get turned that way, start enjoying the momentum of the flow, and then the gap or the amount of time it takes from having turned to get to where you want to be is a very short period of time. And the only reason that manifestations ever take a long time is because you turn, and then 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 you complain that the flow doesn't work for you when it will every time.
That continuous turning results in a stasis. You remain in one place.
Well, you can't really stand still because, really good questions you're asking. What happens is, as you keep turning, the contrast keeps causing you to launch more rockets of desire. So the stream gets stronger. Every time you turn that way, this stream gets stronger. Isn't that interesting? You can't hold back from what life has caused you to become, you see.
So you're actually using the misery as a tool.
Yes. Yes.
So let's call it what it is, contrast, which gives birth to desires that when I go with, I feel so good. And when I resist what I've become, I am miserable. It's all relative, isn't it? When you're in alignment, nothing bothers you. And when you're not, a small thing can take you into utter misery.
It seems like the misery is compelling unto itself, as though it's an active power that draws you in.
And there is truth to that because there is momentum in every thought. And law of attraction is giving you access to more thoughts that support your misery than the thought that's going to break you loose from it. In other words, it does take more effort to break loose of the momentum. And we know the contradiction you must be feeling. What you're wanting to say is, now come on, Abraham, you've been telling us about this non-physical energy stream and who we really are and this powerful current and we've become and become and become and we've become, and so there's this big stream that is flowing. How could there ever be any other stream? And we say, did you hear what we came to together just now? It was first time and it's so powerful. The only reason that you ever feel that other stream is because you're not letting yourself go with this stream. Oh, that's so big. The only resistance that exists in all of the universe is the resistance of not relaxing and going with the stream. Oh, friends, that's bigger than you know. And why would anyone not relax and go with the stream? Because you've been taught that that's the lazy way. Because you've been taught that you're supposed to suffer and struggle in order to achieve. Because you've used some other standards other than the feel of the flow as the reason to give your attention to something. Esther laughs because sometimes Jerry and Esther, they're living like pioneers in that every day on the road there's something new to deal with. Something new that they haven't experienced before, that they're figuring out how to meld it into their life experience. And so they have lots of conversations about the way to do things or the direction to take or the route to take. And Esther will laugh commonly as she will say to Jerry, "Now, wait a minute, I'm more interested in being right than feeling good." And there are a lot of things that you would use as your criteria rather than feeling good and going with the flow. Things like the truth. You'll say, well, it's true, so I can't not think about this. It's an actual state of my financial being or my physical being. It's true. And we say, there are a lot of things that are true that when you focus upon, don't let you go with the stream. And there are a lot of things that are true that when you focus on, do let you go with the stream. So don't let the truth of it be your criteria for whether you choose it or not. Let how it feels be your criteria of how you choose it or not. And that's how you get into that bigger flow. Oh, this has been very meaningful because you've helped us to say something that we are so wanting to say. And that is, the only time you ever feel negative emotion is because you're not letting yourself go with the flow. And so you got to ask, why would I not let myself go with the flow? And we say, well, first of all, you might not have realized it was there. Or somebody else has convinced you that there's some other thing that is more important than going with the flow. And what it usually is pleasing them. The reason that they would rather you please them than that you listen to your own guidance and go with your own flow is because they've forgotten about the flow too, and they're still in the position of feeling good when they see some conditions but feeling bad when they see others. So they're still attempting the impossible task of controlling conditions, and you're part of the condition that they're needing to control so that they can feel better.
Right.
And you do them a big favor by being uncontrollable. Sometimes you even got to be born in a way that you can't be controllable, don't you? Yes. Yes.